This is Akashvani. The news read by Anita Anand. In Jammu and Kashmir, unidentified terrorists attacked a group of tourists in the Pahalgam area of South Kashmir's Anantnag district this afternoon. The attack was launched in the Baisaran Forest area of Pahalgam, around 85 kilometers from Srinagar headquarters. Some tourists are reported to be wounded in the attack. However, the exact number of injured is yet to be confirmed. The injured have been evacuated to the district medical facility. Security forces have launched a cordon and search operation in the area to track down the assailants. Details are awaited. Meanwhile, Prime Minister Modi has condemned the terror attack. He said that those behind this heinous act will be brought to justice and will not be spared. In a social media post, the Prime Minister said that their evil agenda will never succeed. Union Home Minister Amit Shah briefed Prime Minister Narendra Modi about the Pahalgam terror attack incident in Jammu and Kashmir, and he will shortly leave for Srinagar to hold an urgent security review meeting with all the agencies. Mr. Shah also held a meeting with the concerned officials through video conferencing over the incident. Expressing his anguish over the terror attack on tourists, the Home Minister asserted that those involved in this dastardly act of terror will not be spared. He added that the government will come down heavily on the perpetrators with the harshest consequences. Prime Minister Narendra Modi reached Jeddah on a two-day official visit to the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia. He was welcomed with a 21-gun salute at the airport. As a special gesture, Prime Minister Narendra Modi's aircraft was escorted by F-15 fighter jets of the Royal Saudi Air Force upon entering Saudi airspace. In a social media post, PM Modi said that this visit will strengthen the friendship between India and Saudi Arabia. He expressed eagerness to take part in the various programs today and tomorrow. The visit, at the invitation of the Crown Prince and Prime Minister Mohammed bin Salman, marks Mr. Modi's third visit to the country and reflects the deepening strategic partnership between the two nations. U.S. Vice President J.D. Vance has said that the future of the century depends on the shared trade relations between India and the U.S. He said that the U.S. and India have officially finalized the terms for trade talks, which prepares a roadmap between the two countries. The U.S. Vice President addressed the business summit at the Rajasthan International Center in Jaipur today. Vice President Vance said that U.S. President Trump's tariff policy is being criticized while he has created an environment of balanced trade.
Critics have attacked President Trump for starting a trade war in an effort to bring back the jobs of the past, but nothing could be further from the truth. He seeks to rebalance global trade so that America, with friends like India, can build a future worth having for all of our people together.
Union Minister for Minority Affairs Kiran Rijiju today said that the two main objectives of the Waqf Amendment Act 2025 are to benefit poor Muslims and to stop the misuse of property. Addressing a press conference in Mumbai under the Waqf Reform and Public Awareness Campaign, Mr. Rijiju said that in a big country like India, every inch of land must be used properly. Mr. Rijiju further stated that henceforth, Waqf boards will not be able to arbitrarily declare any village as Waqf property. Union Public Service Commission, UPSC, has announced the final results of its Civil Services Exam 2024. The UPSC has recommended a total number of 1,009 candidates for appointment, with 725 men and 284 women. The top 25 candidates comprise 11 women and 14 men, with the top 5 candidates comprising 3 women and 2 men. Shakti Dubey has secured the first position in the Civil Services Examination 2024. Gold prices reached a historic milestone today as the rate of 24-carat gold touched 1 lakh rupees per 10 grams for the first time ever, ahead of Akshaya Tritiya. This surge in gold prices is fueled by heightened demand for the safe haven asset amid rising geopolitical tensions and ongoing global economic uncertainties. According to the India Bullion and Jewelers Association, the price of 24-carat gold rose sharply from 96,670 rupees to 1 lakh rupees per 10 grams. In the IPL T20 cricket, Delhi Capitals have won the toss and elected to bowl first against Lucknow Super Giants at Bharat Ratna Shri Atal Bihari Vajpayee Ekana Cricket Stadium in Lucknow. The match will begin at 7:30 p.m. And that is the end of this news bulletin.